This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, it seems like everything in the news is about these school shootings. It's all over the place. And Mark, that's some of what you brought in here tonight. Are schools actually dangerous, more so these days than they were in the past?
Well, no. News.northeastern.edu says schools are safer. Pardon me, I still have my voice in between the time when we started and now.
Well, you know, maybe you caught what I caught after coming back from Mexico, because I've been just barely getting over that just now.
Schools are safer than they were in the 90s, and school shootings are not more common than they used to be.
Really?
Researchers say. The deadly school shooting this month in Parkland, Florida, has ignited national outrage and calls for action on gun reform. While certain policies may have helped decrease gun violence in general, it's unlikely that any of them will prevent mass school shootings, according to James Allen Fox, the Lippman family professor at criminology, law, and public policy at Northeastern. Since 1996, there have been 16 multiple victim shootings in schools or incidents involving four or more victims and at least two deaths by firearms, excluding the assailant. So it's important to define these things. Mm. Because haven't you heard that, I mean, they said 16 multiple victim shootings. I've heard a number that says there have been 18 school shootings this year.
Would a school shooting count if somebody took a gun and blew their own brains out
sure.
at a school?
Yes.
Yeah.
If a gun discharged in the parking lot...
Sort of like how when the police do numbers on alcohol-related traffic accidents, they include the people who had a, you know, six-pack of beer in the back seat, right? They weren't drinking, but there was alcohol related to the traffic accident.
It's like that, only it's a much, much, much more broad and deep lie, right? So the number I saw that said there are 18 school shootings this year. Before Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
before
this,
Parkland, meaning, you know, within the last 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
This year. This
yeah.
2018. This yeah. year. Not in the last 12 months.
Right.
This year, 18 school shootings.
That's insane.
Since 1996, there have been 16 multiple victim shootings in schools or incidents involving four or more victims and at least two deaths by firearms, excluding the assailant. Of these, eight are mass shootings or incidents involving four or more deaths,
okay.
excluding the assailant. So half of those, two or three people died. And not to say that that's not a tragedy for the two or three.
It's very significant for those people.
But, I think that this is a good way to describe what a school shooting is to the minds of what people are. Mass shootings in which four or more people died, excluding the assailant, involving, firearms.
Okay.
Yeah. So they go on to say, this is not an epidemic. Mass school shootings are incredibly rare events. In research published this year, Fox and doctoral students Emma Friedel found that on average, mass murders occur between 20 and 30 times per year. And about one of those incidents, on average, takes place at a school.
Okay.
And considering that sounds about right when you break out the age groups, or whatever, and you say that where are these people likely to be and care about, home, work, those places are the places that, and school. Those are the things that people care about, right?
And school, of course, is a place where people are notoriously bullied for, being different. and also places where there are no guns allowed. So, of course, they're perfect places for mass murders to occur because no one can defend themselves.
Yep. Friedel and Fox used data collected by USA Today and FBI's supplementary homicide report. Let's see. Mother Jones, Everytown. Their research also finds that shooting incidents involve students have been declining significantly since the 1990s.
Now, why is that? Now, obviously, they're not necessarily going to get into the detail here because it's just pure speculation. Correlation is not causation and all that. But why would the violence at schools be going down over time? Is it because there are police officers on campus? I wouldn't think so, because there have been police officers on campus for the last couple of decades in most places. So
crime's been going down generally.
Just because crime's been going down generally?
Also, I would say that homeschooling's becoming more common, so some kids can figure a way out. Ultimately...
Meaning if they're in a place where they're being bullied or whatever, they can get out?
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't that what you imagine a school shooter is a person who doesn't have power in any other way, so brings power to bear in the only fashion that they can?
Yeah, that's definitely what happened with the Columbine shooters.
It is, and there's been a few others, and, obviously there's crazy people, too. Mm-hmm. Plenty of them. It seems to me that nut jobs are the ones that are mostly involved in it, and... The people that really want to get away from it, they can get homeschooled. I mean, ultimately, at what age were you being left home alone, Ian?
7.
Oh, my God. That seemed early.
Johnson's joining us. Hello, Johnson.
That's about the age they started leaving me home alone.
No, my parents let me come home. They gave me the keys to the house. I walked home from the bus stop.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like 8 or 9 or something, but maybe 7's fine.
Well, these days, parents will get arrested for that crap, but this was the 1980s.
Yeah. I'm just thinking... If the kid's there by high school age, and most of the school shootings I think of high school. Obviously, there's the Sandy Hook one, but that wasn't perpetrated by a student. So, if a high school student can opt out and become homeschooled if they wish to teach themselves. I mean, ultimately, when it comes to learning something in high school, you don't have to learn much. I knew all the math I needed to know before I entered the door in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-algebra that I took in eighth grade was more than sufficient to...
Doesn't even necessarily need to be homeschooling. I brought in some stats for later, but, how many of these school shootings do you hear about happening at private schools?
Not too often, but private school is pretty expensive. You could get a curriculum for your kid for homeschooling.
Right, but I mean, what should we be banning? Guns or public schools?
Oh, I already went off on this Saturday and Sunday, so yeah. I say when it comes to school shootings, don't ban the shootings, ban the schools. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that. I agree 100%.
They're going to get right on that.
Well, they're not going to, because we have the teachers call in, you guys are crazy, immediately, that's not acceptable. 4 times the number of children were killed in schools in the early 90s.
I gotta say, before you, these teachers calling in and all that stuff, it's so sweet that these unions might get their comeuppance real soon.
What do you mean?
Well, there's something that's about to go through the Supreme Court. There's some cases that are going through the Supreme Court, in the federal Supreme Court, about basically saying that unions can no longer, and it's the federal unions that's specifically being targeted here, can no longer force employees to pay dues. So if you're at a union shop, like most of these schools are.
And this would apply to public sector unions?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
And essentially, they can no longer force people to pay the dues. So if you're not a member, if you're an employee, but you're not a member of the union, you will no longer be required to pay for something that you don't want to be a part of.
Well, I think you would have to be a member if they were, because everyone has to pay, so therefore they have to be members, right? Like paying, you're a member.
No,
you can pay but not be a member.
No, yes, because you are forced to pay, even if you're not a member.
And they don't give you any of the benefits.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So essentially, if you join a union employer, like a union shop, mm-hmm. where there is a union at that employer, even if you don't want to be a part of the union, you are forced to pay the dues. Even if you don't agree with it, You're forced to pay the dues. That's how it works.
I knew that was the case, but I didn't realize they would then deny you the whatever the supposed benefits are after that.
We'll
take your money, but we won't give you.
No, because there are certain people that say I don't want to be a member of your union.
Yeah.
So if you still have to pay, but if you choose to not be a member of the union, of course you're not going to get the benefits because you're not a member.
You get some of the benefits, you don't get others of the benefits.
Let's continue here in moments talking about school campus safety, and your calls are certainly welcome. Our toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security. You can get some wireless cameras for your house or maybe your small office. And they are just about the easiest thing you could possibly imagine to get your home security system up and rolling. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And you can get your system there, and you can get as many cameras as you want. You'll basically get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one wired camera over in some of the other systems that are available out there. Go check out blinkprotect.com/FTL. It really doesn't get easier than this. I mean, I've set this thing up here at the LRN studio, and I can't even imagine any way they could make it any more streamlined. Go and try it out for yourself, blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is definitely not going to break the bank, and it's surprisingly good quality for the price that you're paying over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio, and Mark, I know that you've got more here from the story about safety on campuses. They're apparently less violent than ever, and even the school shootings that are supposedly, you know, the media wants you to believe are so common are actually less common now than they were in the past. We'll tell you more about that, though. But first, Martin is on the line in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Martin. Do we have Martin in Bullhead City? Martin. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, let me turn my radio off.
That's always a good idea. Whenever you call talk radio, you always want to turn the radio down because
right.
It will confuse the hell out of you.
Taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm really disheartened by the anti-gun rhetoric that's being portrayed and expressed in our communities. As a 10-year, you know, combat veteran, I can assure you that every outpost, every, you know, when I was deployed to Central America, we had guns up, you know. And you look at all these celebrities, they're clamoring about anti-gun this and anti-gun that. They all have armed security.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really ironic. It's really ironic that.
And the politicians as well. They tend to have armed security, too. They think they're
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really, it hurts me. Because of the simple fact that they're trying to paint us all as these diabolical creatures that own firearms. And it's not the case.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, there are millions of guns in this country. What, hundreds of millions of guns? Like enough
absolutely.
Guns for one for every person. And if gun owners were more likely to actually commit crimes, then there'd be a hell of a lot more crime out there. In fact, gun owners stop crimes in massive numbers that don't even get reported, right? Because if you if you're in a parking lot and somebody tries to rob you and you successfully stop that from happening by showing or drawing your gun, but you don't shoot the potential assailant, the person just, you know, gets away, then, you know, you don't necessarily report that to the police. You just kind of go about your night in a lot of cases and just chalk it up to a learning experience and feeling lucky.
Right. And there was a thing spoken by John Dryden. He was born in 1631 and died in 1700. He said, self-defense is nature's eldest law. And I can assure you that I live by that. I used to be a corner transport technician, for a sheriff's department. So I saw the best and the worst of people, gang run shootings, homicides, you know, and things of that nature.
Not in Bullhead City, right?
No, thank goodness. But, I can assure you that I've seen the best and the worst in people.
Mm-hmm. I went through Bullhead City about 15 years ago and I thought, wow, this is a nice place to live.
It truly is. It truly is. And I love it, and I'm happy as a gopher in soft dirt. So it's all good. But you just have to remember, you know, I'm 54 years old. I did my 10 years. I served in Central America chasing Danny Ortega around. So self-defense, that's all it's about. And they want to paint us as villains, and I don't buy it. I don't buy it, nor will I ever buy it.
Yeah, if you want to increase crime, then go ahead and get rid of guns, because then all the people who were able to defend themselves, their friends, their families, and their neighbors with their guns, will no longer be able to legally do it. You can always keep a gun around illegally and take the risk, but many people will obediently turn in their guns, and of course that's tragic, but that's just the way
some people are attempting to do it now, and no one's even asking them to. I mean,
to do what?
Right.
Yeah, Facebook is full of pictures of people like destroying their ARs and turning them in to police departments.
I heard that they were showing people like disabling, like cutting the barrels off their ARs, which is a felony, basically, to do that.
Oh, yes, it's modifying a firearm, exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, you can modify your guns in certain ways legally, but cutting barrels down below certain lengths will, I believe, cross a certain line into an illegal action. I'm not an attorney, but that's just my understanding
of
that.
Thank
God for what?
Thank God you're not an attorney. Your stock just went up 20 points.
Thanks for the call, Martin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Look, I get it. Guns are scary. They look scary. They make loud noises. If you point it at somebody and you pull the trigger, they're going to get a hole in them. So, I mean, there's definitely a need to respect guns. There's no doubt about it. They are dangerous tools in the same way that a knife is a dangerous tool. And, of course, we've seen mass stabbings happen in places where guns have been prohibited as well. So just taking guns out of people's hands isn't going to end violence. Violence is going to continue as long as we have psychopaths and nut jobs and politicians around to, you know, continue to commit these acts. What, you know, implement they choose to use. And you can argue that, well, if somebody goes around doing a mass stabbing, it's more likely that more people will survive that. And that's a true statement from what I can tell. But regardless, it ignores the fact that guns are used so commonly for self-defense and used successfully for self-defense. But you don't hear those stories on the evening news. It's very, very
Wouldn't
rare.
You much rather defend yourself from a knife attack with a knife? Doesn't that sound fun?
Well, if you've got somebody who's close in on you and they've got a knife and you've got a gun, they've got the upper hand in that particular case.
It depends on whether your gun is drawn or not.
Sure.
Right.
No,
so
I just mean just in general. Wouldn't it be fun to just, you know,
do knife fighting?
You have to,
no.
Yeah, you have to defend yourself from a criminal, so you might as well not have a gun. You might as well have a knife to defend yourself
none
with.
None of it sounds
because
fun
because it sounds
to me.
Great.
Yeah, none,
I mean,
none
yeah,
of it sounds
having
fun.
A gun, defending yourself with a gun doesn't sound fun either, right. But I mean, having a knife to do it, just so much, just great.
It sounds
mean, it's
very
wonderful.
Difficult. Yeah, it sounds very, very
You know,
unpleasant.
You're a woman, you're under threat of getting raped, you know, you don't want to have to not get into any kind of combat whatsoever. And just have a gun and say, get away, I'm going to call the cops right now.
It's
no, instead you get to pull out a knife.
Right?
Great.
Or pepper spray or whatever. It's the great equalizer. It can take somebody who is not built like a big person and cannot defend themselves easily physically against a larger aggressive attacker, and it evens those odds. And there have been plenty of women and others out there who've used guns to protect themselves, and to make those people into criminals is a tragic thing. And all of this is based on emotion of, oh my God, let's call the government in here and ban something because it works so well with drugs.
We can ban something. Ban government school.
How about we ban government while we're at it? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. And bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin. Maybe you don't really know anything about it. You've just been too busy. You just haven't been so sure if you wanted to look into it, but now you're sure. You've heard it's over $10,000 per Bitcoin. You've heard about your friends getting into it, and you've just been putting it off and putting it off. Go learn about it. Take some time out. Take 5-10 minutes out of your life. Go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics about Bitcoin. You really owe it to yourself if you care about money, if you care about having a financial future. I mean, because cryptocurrency is here to stay, and Bitcoin was the very first of all of them, and there are a lot of them now. So go find out about the one that started all of it. Go to Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I've heard people want to start mining Bitcoin. You can do so easily at Pool for a mining pool. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I'm doing it, except I'm mining Bitcoin Cash, not the Bitcoin Core, which is kind of the first Bitcoin.
They're both Bitcoin.
They are both Bitcoin, but they're different. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn about all of that. It's Ian Johnson and Mark here. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And I forgot to mention earlier, we've got the on-air call-in line on our Discord chat, which is where listeners of Free Talk Live and hosts of the show are frequently found before, during, and after the show. And then there is a on-air call-in line on that Discord, which you can hop into. And you'll sound, in a lot of cases, like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can call in toll-free as well, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you were telling us about some statistics. Somebody's run the numbers. They found that, guess what? Even though the media sure is reporting on all these school shootings as though there are so many of them, turns out they're less likely to be happening these days than they were, what, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Four times the number of children were killed in schools in the early 90s than today.
Wow.
There's not an epidemic of school shootings.
See, because I don't even remember hearing about it until Columbine, which was, what, 1999?
Right.
And they're saying it was happening in the early 90s.
It was happening before that. Adding that more kids are killed each year from pool drownings or bicycle accidents, there are around 55 million school children in the United States, and on average over the past 25 years, about 10 students per year were killed by gunfire at school, according to Fox and Friedel's research. Not to say...
How's that compare to lightning strikes?
It's on par.
Really?
Yeah, as I recall.
All right.
Because... you're less likely to be a student, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think students are, I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
But it's not in this, but I remember that it's less likely to be than being struck by lightning. Fox said, however, some policy changes aimed at decreasing school shootings and gun violence in general certainly have merit. Banning bump stocks and raising the age of purchase for assault rifles.
No, that does not have merit.
18 to 21 are good ideas.
Who's
and they
writing
lead
this?
To it. Let me finish the damn sentence.
I'll let you do it, but who's writing the story?
This is from Northeastern University, at northeastern.edu. Purchase for assault rifles from 18 to 21 are good ideas and may lead to a decrease in overall gun violence.
No, they won't. Let's stop there and talk about that for a moment. Isn't this what Donald Trump has proposed to do? To raise the age to 21 and ban bump stocks?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't see how bump stocks is going to do anything.
No, it's just a feel-good, we're the politicians, we're doing something. Right. Hey, we banned something.
We're
going to change everything.
We're going to raise the age from 18 to 21 because of all those high schoolers who are under 18.
21.
Under 18.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, there might be some high schoolers who are over 18, but I don't think it's the majority of them. Just maybe?
Yeah. Over the past 35 years, there have only been 5 cases in which someone ages 18 to 20 used an assault rifle in a mass shooting.
Over the past 20 years, you said?
35.
30, I'm sorry, 35
And that's
years.
In a mass shooting.
In any mass shooting.
Not in a mass shooting at a school.
Anywhere.
Right. So I don't know why they think that's a good idea.
It's just something they can do.
Yeah. Increasing mental health resources for students is another strategy that might improve school safety.
You need to increase mental health resources for these people who want to ban guns.
Calling it...
Oh, great. Let's put more students on drugs, because that's going to help. Let's give more of these, you know, ADHD drugs that we find out almost every single school shooter has been on some of these prescription medications. Mm-hmm. Is that what's going to happen if we increase health resources for students? They're going to get more drugs? Because it seems like that's what the government equates to health, is drugging people up.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. She also said that the U.S. is facing a desperate shortage of guidance counselors. Apparently that's what it is. I wonder how many people walked into school, shot some people, and said, "Where's my guidance counselor?"
Only I could have guidance counselor. How many
my
people out there have ever
the
gone?
Most useless person? I mean, just useless.
How many people out there have actually ever gone to a guidance counselor?
I went, but they were
did you really?
Useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What for?
I remember actually, after talking to my guidance counselor. Needing to bring a weapon to school.
You wanted to shoot somebody?
No, I brought a knife to school because I felt like I wasn't going to get any protection from the useless staff at the school I was attending a public school because it was that bad.
What did you go to talk to the guidance counselor about?
I remember that there was fighting and stuff like that. It was like kind of like one of those things where I was directed to the guidance counselor.
No, what I meant was how many people actually went to the guidance counselor on their own volition?
Oh.
Like, I want to get some guidance from this person who's a total stranger to me. I really respect your opinions.
Drugs are bad and high.
Yeah. I've never, considered going to a guidance counselor.
You went to government school the whole time.
I did.
I went to a private school where I got a lot of sort of personal attention for my education. And so I saw an opportunity to talk about my education with somebody, and I did. I just didn't realize they didn't know anything.
You know? Well, it's a doctor. They must know things.
Doctor? What?
Mark, just remember drugs are bad.
Sometimes they've got doctorates in things.
I'm not sure that person had a doctorate.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyway.
I really, no, guidance counselors, but a doctorate in sociology? I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I'm sure there's some guidance counselor somewhere who's got a PhD.
Yeah.
After the Columbine shooting in 1999, schools across the country began to hold active shooter drills in which they huddled together in a corner or hid under their desks. Such exercises may include someone walking out around pretending to shoot students. Mm. It can be very traumatic, and there's no evidence that it helped protect students. These measures just serve to alarm students.
Did they just say that the what do they call them, the tests or whatever, the drills, that they're traumatic?
Yeah.
Nobody, at least when I was in school, found any of those drills traumatic. Now, we didn't do the shooter drills because that hadn't happened by the time I got out of high school. But, you know, the tornado drills where you had to hide under your desk, remember that? I think they even had, like, nuclear blast drills at one point in the past where you'd hide under your desk. I mean, nobody ever took that stuff seriously.
If they schedule a drill, like, right after, you know, a mass shooting, then some of the more sensitive kids probably could, you know, not like
it.
Yeah, just saying. I mean, there's counseling going on all across America for the school shooting.
Right.
Not at this school.
There's a bunch of wussies out there is why.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's a dangerous place by their estimation, you know. And danger, the feeling like you're in a dangerous place doesn't matter about reality. That's why I'm reading the story, is that the school that your parents went to was four times as dangerous, as deadly as the school you're being sent to. You'll be okay. In all likelihood.
You'll be okay. But it's best to get out of the government school anyway, because then you'll be even safer.
Well, the government school's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
Really, when it comes to active shooter situations, it's getting better, not worse. And you're more likely to be struck by lightning going home than you are to be struck by a bullet at school.
Mm.
So, anyway. Other safety precautions, such as installing metal detectors and requiring ID cards for entry, have also proven ineffective in school shootings.
Yeah.
In addition to being ineffective,
man with a gun doesn't care about your ID cards.
Yep, these measures can do more harm than good. He called the suggestion of arming teachers absurd and over the top. I'm not a big fan of making schools look like fortresses because they send a message to kids that the bad guy's coming for you.
Mm.
If we're surrounding you with security, you must have a bullseye in your back. And that can actually instill fear and not relieve it.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us and discuss what's on your mind, whether it's these school shootings, and if you're one of the scaredy cats out there, if you're all afraid, I want to hear from you. The toll-free number is
I'm sure they'll call now.
855-450-FREE. Get like
a fair hearing.
That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live. Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're talking about the safety of the school systems, which apparently it's, according to statistics, Mark, you were sharing with us earlier, is safer than it was, say, 20, 30 years ago. And so all of the fear-mongering that's being pandered by these media organizations and the folks that they're interviewing, acting as though that this is, you know, some seriously dangerous situation, it's really not as bad as they're making it out to be. That's not to say it wasn't horrifying for the people that have been involved in these school shootings. And indeed, if you are at a government school, you are basically fish in a barrel for anybody that does want to come along with a gun. So, again, good reason not to send your kids to a government school. In case you needed more reasons besides the crappy education and all the other problems that you've got with government schools by, you know, throwing a bunch of children the same age into classrooms with each other and, you know, not exposing them to people of, you know, adults, you know, not exposing them to that maturing factor and all that. There's all kinds of critique that we can level at the government schools. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we are on Twitch. and our Twitch channel, which we started in early January, so not quite two full months in on broadcasting on Twitch. We've now hit our 200th follower there, so thank you to everybody who's hit the follow button for us on Twitch. We've got about 20-something subscribers there, which is down from 40-something, because what happens is, and Mark, you did this with the Twitch Prime, with Amazon Prime, since you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you sort of sent us your Twitch subscription, because Amazon Prime gives you one free subscription. Twitch subscription for each month. But the thing is, you have to do it every single month. So the presumption being that if you're actively watching the channel, then you'll keep giving them your subscription. So for like 20-something people, because we had like 45 subscriptions at the end of last month, so a bunch of people have sort of dropped off because they probably don't watch on Twitch. They heard that we could get a few bucks out of it, so they were nice and they went over to twitch.lrn.fm and they hit the subscribe button. So if you get a chance, do that again for us. We certainly appreciate it. It pumps up our numbers over there. But one thing you can do without the, you know, even if you're not a Prime member, is you can just go and follow the channel on Twitch. And the more people that we have following, that means that whenever we go live, if you've got the Twitch app or you subscribe via email notifications, you'll get a notice saying, reminding you, hey, Free Talk Live, we're live. So come watch us while we're doing the live show. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. It's how you can watch the show in HD quality while we are broadcasting live, which we do 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. Of course, there's a chat room built right in there to Twitch, and there's also our Discord chat as well over at discord.lrn.fm, which tends to be where most of the chat action is, but every now and then the Twitch room will kind of take off with some people chatting. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about what you want. Johnson, you had a related story. Mark was telling us that the government schools are safer now than they've been in the past. But there's another question that you wanted to answer about school safety.
Sure, yeah, because I've been approaching this from looking at private schools, because you don't hear about these shootings at private schools. Well, you always hear about it at public schools, not private schools.
And I know you're going to get into the story. I have not read it myself, but wouldn't that, I mean, the easiest reason for that be because there's just not as many private schools. There aren't as many private school students. Like 90% of people go to the government schools.
Probably that's part of it, but I also just come to think of it, you know, the reason that seems most obvious to me, but this is because of my perspective, is that, public schools are shrines to government and government indoctrination, and therefore are shrines to violence. You're cramming a bunch of people together in an environment that they don't want to be in, structuring it to look and feel like a prison, and therefore some violence goes down.
The prisoners are going to act like prisoners, right?
Yeah,
we saw the Stanford prison experiment, for instance. If you look at, there's a fascinating website that Phil Zimbardo, who I think was the guy who created that experiment way back when, what was it, the early 70s or something like that, when they created this experiment, when you had college students who were selected randomly. They were just people who responded to a survey or, you know, an inquiry of, hey, we want to do a study. So they didn't know what the study was going to be about when they came into it. And then they were randomly selected to be either prison guards or prisoners. And what do you know? Everybody fell right into their roles. The prison guards started acting sadistic towards the prisoners. The prisoners themselves started to, you know, have infighting amongst each other. And they acted like prisoners, even though they were just college students a few days beforehand.
Right.
So could be very similar what you're talking about.
It's happening on a national level. You know, it seems very clear that that experiment is playing out on a national level and just building. And unfortunately, that experiment ended in some, you know, pretty bad results, and they had to shut it down because it was just getting worse and worse and worse.
Because even Zimbardo himself started to fall into the role of prison warden, and his wife had to shake him out of it and say, you've gone too deep. You've gotten too involved in this. You are no longer a scientist. You are no longer the external source observer in this particular case. And he had to admit she was right.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story. If you don't know the Stanford Prison Experiment
story. It's a movie, I think, now.
Really? Like a documentary-style movie?
Like a dramatized story-style movie.
Interesting.
Also somewhat a documentary. I mean,
sure. I mean, it's probably based on his book, I would imagine.
Yeah. Okay, so the article I've got here is, are private schools statistically safer than public schools? goes on to say, there's a great deal of debate when it comes to the comparison of private schools and public K through 12 schools. Many families have concerns about safety at public schools, and some have had bad reputations that justify those concerns. Various studies and statistics tend to support the notion that private K through 12 schools are statistically safer than public K through 12 schools. Sadly, many of those sending their children to dangerous public schools don't have a choice in the matter, as school assignment is typically based on geography. Private school parents can send their children anywhere they want. Public and private academic organizations alike have a lot to deal with these days. School shootings, gangs, crime, drugs, alcohol, discrimination, bullying, misbehavior, physical assault, and even acts of terrorism are just a few of the issues parents and school administrators have to worry about and protect against. I was physically assaulted when I was at public school.
You can't imagine anybody wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, I imagine in modern times it happens a lot less frequently, actually. Just physical assault at schools. I don't think that kind of bullying goes on nearly as much as it did when we were growing up.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
You think so? Yeah, I don't think it does.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can talk to young people now, and they don't talk about that kind of violence like it's a common place that people would just get literally physically accosted and beat up on a regular basis, that kind of stuff would happen. And to me, it happened in elementary school when I was like in first grade, and it was, what's the last grade like before you get out? It's like, you go from elementary to middle school.
Well, it depends on the state.
Sixth, right? Normally it's like sixth, seventh, eighth, so fifth grade.
It depends on the state. Some states don't have middle school, or their high school sort of starts earlier or later. In Florida, it was through fifth grade was elementary.
Right.
At least where I was in Florida, it might differ.
Pretty usual. I mean, these are pretty much federal.
And then
standards.
It was 6th, 7th, 8th grade was middle school.
So elementary is 1st through 5th. So when I was in 1st grade, I had this 5th grader who was probably abused by his alcoholic father or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, when I was on the bus, I would have this kid that would just come seek me out to grab the back of my head and slam it into the bus seat. Just because he had problems,
he
did that to people.
Yeah.
Just because he could. Because, you know, 1st grade, 5th grade, there's a huge difference in size.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't know this kid. I didn't talk to this kid.
Wow.
I had no interactions. This kid was just disturbed. And, of course, it was allowed to happen.
And what happened? Yeah,
care.
Did you complain? Did your parents?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. And that's why eventually I brought a knife. Because I was like, I'm going to deal with this myself. So...
How'd that end up finishing out once you started bringing the knife?
He stopped.
You actually flashed the the blade? Nice.
Public school, great place.
One of the things is I would say that private school's probably less dangerous simply because you're not dealing with... So the alcohol, you claimed his father... And likely, you know, quite possibly, beat him, alcoholic, all these other things. Those are poor decisions. People who tend to be in the lowest quintile are more likely
these
to...
These are decisions also that, you know, somebody who's in first grade shouldn't have to deal with.
Agreed, 100%. So they shouldn't have to deal with it. It's just that the people in the families of people who are making terrible decisions are more likely to go to public school, is all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
It's just that, you know, the people who are more likely to make better decisions can afford private schools. The people who are more likely to make bad decisions can't.
And the private schools can also say bye-bye to anybody that's causing a problem there, whereas the government schools, they sort of have to take everybody. We'll talk more coming up here in Mo.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.